When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get for all Apple products, as well as through the Google Play Store to over 2,000 devices. Thank you so much to everyone who continues to tune in, download the app, as well as listen in to WakeUpCallDT.com, found anywhere in the country and the world. Very happy to have Commissioner of the ACC, John Swofford, back on the show. I've had plenty of opportunities to have that time with John, which is very valuable to me, and definitely appreciate his expertise and his look inside of the ACC. And now I'm happy to welcome him back on the Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora for a few different things to talk about today that I feel are important in the sports world. John, how you doing today?
Dan, I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you are.
Doing very well. I know you said that it's cold in North Carolina, but I think you retracted that statement pretty quickly.
I put that in relative terms quickly. Don't want to embarrass myself about it being too cold, but it was in the 20s this morning, which is cold for here.
Okay, well, yeah, when I used to live down in Florida, I used to have people tell me when it was around 60 degrees down in Florida in the middle of winter, people wanted to know why I wasn't wearing shorts, because they said people in the cold weather have to be used to it. And I said, no, your body is the same wherever you go. But yeah, people down in Florida wear sweatpants in 60, and that's not my lifestyle. Well, John, first and foremost here, I know that a colleague of yours and someone who I've had the blessing of having on to the show as well, Doug Rhodes, had stepped down recently from the ACC coordinator of officials position. And I just wanted to start there with you on how everything came about and how Doug spoke to you about leaving the position.
Well, totally Doug's decision, and he and I have been speaking for the last couple of years as to when he might wind down. And Doug's wife, Denise, is retiring from the FBI. And so they're going to make a move to the coast of North Carolina. And Doug has, in his 8 years as coordinator, just done a tremendous job. And he's extraordinary in terms of the rules. He was on the field as an official for 30 years. And as an FBI agent, he had managed people before and certainly managed difficult situations. And he was very progressive in terms of the use of technology. And that's one of the things that I wanted in our coordinator 8 years ago when there was a transition. We needed to modernize what we were doing, using evolving and available technology in training officials and so forth. And Doug just did a marvelous job in every area. We'll miss him. He's going to be tough to replace.
Speaking on that replacement, when Doug came to you and said, you know, I feel like this is the end of the road for me here, do you have people in your mind? I mean, did anybody pop up that you thought, you know what, these are gentlemen or a woman that's in the group, whoever it may be, that has been around you for a while or has expertise in the field? I mean, did any men or women step up in your mind after he told you he was going to be leaving?
Yes, they did. I think a commissioner is a lot like an athletic director in that sense. And I have a just in case short list for all of the significant positions and higher level positions in our conference office. It doesn't always end up being who's on that list, but I think I would be remiss if I didn't have some names at hand, and I knew that Doug would be stepping aside at some point. I've known that for a couple of years, and so while that is certainly not predetermined as to who his replacement will be, there is a short list, and that may grow depending on who applies for the position. And it's you know, it's an attractive position for those that that love officiating, and we've already got some very good candidates. So, well, that's one of the great things about being in this league is that it does attract good people.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you look at finding the right replacement, like you said, having a short list, what are some things that you look for that maybe Doug helped to establish, or maybe some things, some changes that you had in your mind overall? What does the ACC coordinator of officials have to have in your mind outside of the typical criteria? What are some components that you personally and professionally feel are a must-have when you fill that type of position?
Well, it needs to be a mix of, first of all, it's got to be someone who is extremely knowledgeable of the rules and has a real passion for officiating, and someone who's respected by our coaches and can communicate with our coaches, build relationships with them, build relationships with the other coordinators across the country and other conferences, and with Rogers Redding, at who heads up football officiating nationally, and has a great deal of energy because it takes that, and you know, has a willingness, I think, to be progressive with technology as we move forward, because more and more that's an important part of that. So, you know, it's and having some management experience comes in very handy too, because you're managing a group of officials, and you're managing sometimes difficult and contentious situations and emotional people. So there's a lot there in terms of people skills and management skills and technical skills, as well as knowledge of the rules.
Is there anyone on that short list that you feel comfortable naming that you've had known their expertise over a while?
No, I would not. I had a respect to their candidacies, and that would be premature at this point. But I'm pleased with the candidates that we have. It's a good pool.
Now, looking to something else that obviously a big decision that had been coming was autonomy. Obviously, the NCAA convention that came up recently in January, you were able to be there with representation from the Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, SEC, as well as student-athletes and yourself from the ACC and other representatives inside of the Atlantic Coast Conference. When you look at decisions that were to be made, proposals that you put forward, how do you feel the proposals from the ACC as well as the overall Power Five conferences were received in the NCAA convention?
Well, I think they were received very well, and I think our league played a very prominent part in the convention itself, and I was pleased to see that. We had, I guess it ended up being 11 of our 15 presidents that were actually at the convention, and that was the most of any conference there, and I think their involvement was important and instrumental. And a lot of work went into what we proposed and evaluating the key issues from within our conference leading up to the convention. And, you know, Dan, it was very it was historic. This particular convention was historic in the sense that it's the first time that those 65 schools had ever sat in a room together and had the opportunity and the autonomy to pass legislation that would be pertinent just to those 65, but permissive to other schools in Division I. So that had never happened before in the history of the NCAA, and it went extraordinarily well in every respect. By design, they're in terms of the legislative items, they were not voluminous. We the 65 schools, in communicating with each other and from conference to conference, felt that with this being the first one and our not knowing for sure that we would even be having this opportunity until about less than 6 months prior to that, we wanted to make sure we got off on a good footing, and we did. The two key things that passed were the full cost of attendance going forward, which obviously is student-athlete friendly, and I think very appropriate at this point in time, and then the four-year scholarship, which is a stronger commitment to each student-athlete than currently exists in terms of that scholarship. So I think the two things that needed to pass, from my opinion, did and passed resoundingly so.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you look at full cost of attendance, for those that still are looking into that and trying to understand that a bit more from the outside perspective, what is it going to grant the student athlete? I mean, obviously their schooling is paid for, but is it more of the full cost of attendance, saying that their room and board and all these things that fall outside of the realm of paying for classes and whatnot, is that what the full cost of attendance is including? Because I know some people have had questions on that.
Well, it's basically things that are outside, where the scholarship was, the parameters of the scholarship previously. And now it can include, you know, course supplies that might not have been paid for. It can include travel to and from a student athlete's home. You know, things of that nature that the previous scholarship parameters, you know, did not allow. So it's you could address it as trying to put a stipend on the old scholarship, if you will, or tying it to the federal formula that each institution has in terms of what's called its full cost of attendance. So it'll be very helpful to our student athletes. It will be, you know, costly. It's a little different at each school. But I think it's the right thing to do. It'll probably require some adjustment by each institution in how it applies its resources, and we need to continue both institutionally and as a conference to maximize revenues as much as we can in an appropriate way to, you know, to help with those additional expenses. But you know, when it's the right thing to do, you find a way to pay for it, and I think that's how our schools collectively have looked at this.
John, when you look at full cost of attendance, obviously athletes aren't allowed to, you know, really to go out there and work. They have school, which is full-time. They have sports, which is full-time. And the full cost of attendance in your mind, is that to kind of take care of that, that there's been that conversation of athletes not being able to earn their own money so they can't pay for certain things? Is the full cost of attendance to kind of, in a sense, give them that job-type security where they're not thinking, you know, I don't have enough money to do this or do that? Do you feel like that's going to take that away?
I think it will to a certain extent. If you're someone who feels that our student-athletes should be paid a wage, maybe not. I'm not one of those who feels that would be appropriate. I think this right. is the appropriate way to address those issues within the context of higher education, and I think that what we have in this country is unique. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the world in terms of combining a high level of athletic competition and those opportunities with education and an opportunity to receive your degree. And the full cost of attendance is something that already exists on our campuses. It's education based, and I think it allows us to do more for our student athletes within the context of education and maintain the basic elements of the collegiate model. And I think that's what most people in our society want to see. All of the numbers that you see come back from surveys and so forth are consistently highly supportive of maintaining the collegiate model as opposed to, you know, all of the complications that would come with paying student athletes at our level.
When you look at the full cost of attendance passing 79-1, the one school being Boston College, which falls inside of the ACC, did you have any conversation with representatives from Boston College after the fact about maybe why they were against it?
Well, most of that conversation was before the fact, and, okay. And I think you have to respect Boston College for voting its how it felt, and I think that mostly was related to a belief that DC had institutionally that the cost of attendance formula should include a need-based aspect of the formula. And, you know, obviously that was not the majority view, but it was BC's view, and they felt like that's the way they should vote. But they just felt that there should be another component, and that component being need-based.
And, John, looking to another school, Syracuse University, obviously, NCAA investigation has been going on for a while, and Syracuse came out and decided to do what a lot of schools do when they're under investigation, which is to have a self-sanction. So they took themselves out of tournament play for a 2014-2015, so they will not be down for your ACC tournament, nor will they allow themselves to go to the NIT or the NCAA tournament. What was your response to Syracuse and self-sanctioning themselves during this whole process?
Well, I commended Chancellor Siverud and Darryl Gross and on being proactive. I generally feel in these kinds of instances it's best to be proactive from an institutional standpoint, and Syracuse has done that. So in the overall scheme of things, I'm very supportive of their decision. We will miss having them in the ACC tournament because Coach Boeheim and his program and is a very, very attractive one and a very prominent part of our league now. And the obvious history and tradition of success will be missed during our tournament as well as the NCAA or NIT this particular year. But I think it was the right thing to do, and I think that program will come back maybe stronger than ever in the future. And usually the best thing with these kinds of situations is to try and bring them to culmination and move on in a forward-looking way. And I think that's exactly what Syracuse is in the process of doing.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you look at how the NCAA investigates, finds something out, and let's say it has to do with a team 7-8 years ago, the student athletes that get punished are typically not the ones that were there during the time of the crime, so to speak. How do you respond to the current NCAA model, knowing that it seems to level more on the side of caring about the sin as opposed to the sinner, and the people typically involved with whatever NCAA violation aren't usually the ones that are punished, but it's the people that come after? How do you respond to something like that?
Well, I think it's a problem in the way we go about things within the NCAA right now, and there's a lot of conversation about changing it, and in fact, there are some changes that have been made. I think there are more changes that need to come in this whole area of enforcement and compliance. Number one, we've got to find a way where the NCAA moves much more quickly with these kinds of things. That's a real problem right now. And I think number two, and it's tied to number one, it really needs to deal with those who have been the problem, and the more quickly issues are addressed, the more likely that is to happen. And when these investigations go on as long as they seem to go on sometimes, the very fact that they're taking that long becomes part of the penalty, if you will. And I think we've got to continually work at addressing the individuals that caused the problem in the first place and that were involved in the problem just as much, if not more so, than the institution itself and its reputation. Because, oftentimes the institution itself is not really at fault in some of the issues that can come up. I'm speaking very generally now, not about any specific situation.
Right. Because it seems like in these situations, and obviously with Syracuse, Jim Boeheim's been there for a while, but with John Calipari, as an example, was at UMass and was at Memphis, and UMass and Memphis both had penalties during his time there, but he had moved on at that point. He's now at Kentucky. So it seems like the student athlete is the one that's always getting affected and always getting hurt when it doesn't really have to do with them. And I know you talked about changing the model and trying to speed up this process, but you've dealt with Miami, North Carolina, now Syracuse, with very long, drawn-out processes. And I think Miami's was, a couple of years that they were waiting. How have you addressed it with the NCAA as the commissioner of the ACC, now being through this multiple times and seeing how long it takes? How much of a role did you have in saying, we got to have an answer on Miami, or, let us know what's going on with North Carolina? Where did you kind of stand with everything?
Well, first of all, as president's office, we're not necessarily involved very much in NCAA processes. To a degree, we're kept informed both by the institution and to some degree by the NCAA. We do not investigate. That's not what a conference office does.
Right.
We don't. The other conference offices do not either. So we're not an investigative agency. The only thing I've tried to do is encourage the NCAA to move more quickly and in the process, and offer any assistance in the process that I can give, or that our office can give, first of all to the institution involved, and secondly to the NCAA. But in a broader sense, it's given me a firsthand view of some of the holes in the NCAA process, and therefore an opportunity to discuss with members of the NCAA board, the infractions committee, and Mark Emmert, the concerns that I have. Our league over the years has had fewer major NCAA investigations than any other league in the country, and we want to keep it that way. We've had a few recently, so I'm a little more experienced in that than I really want to be. To be honest with you, those are experiences you don't want to have,
right,
institutionally or from a conference standpoint. But we've got some work to do collectively in terms of those processes at the NCAA level.
Do they give you any reason when you do speak with the NCAA about why it takes so long? Why, in a case like Syracuse, they're talking about 2007, we're standing here today in 2015. Do they tell you why it takes them half a decade, almost a decade, to go through all of this? And by the time they actually get to it, like you and I both agreed upon, the people that are being punished aren't the people that are there anymore, for the most part.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have they given you a reason why it takes so long?
Well, not specific to Syracuse, just in generalities. It may range from not having enough staff members, not having subpoena power, I don't know this, maybe we're not investing enough, we the NCAA aren't investing enough in that area of the operation. So I don't think there's any single reason. I think there are multiple reasons, but we need to address those reasons. And I think a lot of times it's easy to identify the problem. It's more difficult to correct it and find the appropriate solutions. But I think there's going to be a real focus on that over the next 2 years in particular.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
On a happy note, John, before I let you go here, Syracuse-Duke is obviously a matchup that started in the ACC last season, and it set a record for Syracuse at home. They have a game on Valentine's Day, then Syracuse will head to Cameron Indoor on Saturday, February 28th, exactly 2 weeks later. What can you say about the Syracuse-Duke matchup, and if you as a commissioner who know the history, obviously, of Duke, North Carolina, and the other rivalries that you've had inside Virginia, Virginia Tech, have you welcomed in a new era in your mind of seeing Syracuse and Duke as one of the biggest rivalries in Division I college basketball?
Oh, I think we definitely have. That became an instant rivalry with the two great games that they played against each other, and, you know, with the history and tradition that those programs have, it was really good to see that kind of game, that quality of competition, and that's what you would expect. But, you know, when it happens the way it happened last year, it immediately added another great rivalry to a league of rivalries. And that's the type of thing I think that really connects the programs in a league after an expansion, is when you can develop something like that. And you can't make that happen. It has to happen on its own. And when you see it happen that quickly within sort of the new ACC, if you will, it was really gratifying to see. And I think just strengthened our league that much more going forward.
Lastly for you, John, to look at the entire ACC on the men's basketball side, Virginia, obviously under Tony Bennett, did some great things, ACC regular season as well as tournament champions last year, were a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, to Notre Dame under Mike Gray and what they've been able to do this season. Rick Pitino, obviously, doing what he does. Roy Williams, and obviously Coach K. But to look at some of the new coaches as well, Danny Manning, as well as Buzz Williams. And even with Buzz Williams' team being a very strong shooting team that the record doesn't really state, when you look at the current ACC when it comes to men's basketball, what can you say about the level of talent and the coaches? Because I know you've always spoken so highly about the level of coaching in bringing in some of these coaches and looking at the bottom of your conference record-wise and still seeing the level of talent that exists there.
Well, I think it's obvious that our lead in basketball this year is arguably the strongest in the country, and depending on what angle you want to come at it from, but I think the beauty of what we have together now in the Atlantic Coast Conference is several fold. You look at the history of the programs we now have, and when you look at championships, when you look at wins, historically, it's the strongest league in the country. I don't think any league at any time, and the Big East was great at times, the ACC was great at times, in particular. When you combine the best of both, it's pretty remarkable. And so I think historically speaking, this is the strongest collection of basketball programs that any conference has ever had on the collegiate level. So that gives us an opportunity to really build something. And I think that's already happened. It happened very quickly. And when you look at the remarkable collection of coaches that are currently in this league, there are five active Hall of Fame coaches, and four of them are in the ACC. And then you couple that with some of the younger, newer coaches that are now in the league and what their potential is and what their program's potential is going forward, and the talent that continues to be attracted to our programs. And it's pretty special. And hopefully we can continue to just get better and better. But you have to earn it. It has to be earned on the court. It has to be earned each and every year. And the programs that I'm speaking of that have that great history and tradition, of which certainly Syracuse is right at the top with some other programs in this conference, they've earned it. And what we've got to do is make certain that we continue to earn it.
Well, John, as always, I appreciate your time and your expertise on this, and I think that the ACC has definitely worked to earn a lot of great things in the recent past, and I know that behind the scenes you're always working to strive to do the best and be a front runner in the changing times and do it in a positive way. So I really do appreciate your time, and I appreciate your leadership as well.